March 13th, 1907. Louisa prays to Jesus for her mother, that she may not go to purgatory after her death. It continues almost always in the same way. At the most, he makes himself seen in silence. In these last days, when he made himself seen, he would caress me and kiss me. And since my mama was sick, he made me understand that he would take her. I would say to him, "My Lord, you want her, and I give her to you as gift before you take her. I do not want to wait until you take her without giving her to you before. But I want from you the recompense for the gift I give you, giving me as reward your taking her straight to paradise without letting her touch purgatory, at the cost of making me suffer the purgatory that Mama should have." And Blessed Jesus would say to me, "My daughter, let me do it." Returning to pray him again, I would say, "But, my sweet love, who will have the heart to see my mama suffer in purgatory? She who suffered so much and who cried so much because of me. It is the weight of gratitude that pushes me, that urges me, that gives me strength. As for all other things, do whatever you want, but in this, no. I do not give up. You will content me and will do what I want." And he, "My beloved, do not render yourself too importunate. You are truly untiring, and by being untiring, you force me to content you." However, he would not give me a definitive answer. I would return to storm him, and would cry like a child, and praying him again. I kept offering what he suffered in his passion, minute by minute, hour by hour, applying it to the soul of my mother, that she might be purged, purged and embellished, and I might obtain my intent. And he would add, drying my tears, "But, my dear beloved one, do not cry. You know that I love you. Can I not content you? See, with the continuous offering of my passion, as you let nothing escape you of what I suffered for your mother, her soul is inside an immense sea, and this sea washes her, embellishes her, enriches her, inundates her with light. And to assure you that I will content you, when your mother dies, you will be surprised by a fire and will feel burned." I remained content, but not certain, because he had not yet told me whether he would take her straight to paradise.